Mr. President,
yeah.
I think that we've got the votes as far as reporting this measure. It's Bart will go with us, and Lausche, and I think, and Tom Dodd will be in about 10 after 10. So I think we're going to have the votes all right as far as reporting this thing in the committee as soon as we can get it to a vote in foreign relations. But now, Sparkman says, and I think he's probably right about this, that Humphrey ought to come down, not on the record, but just an informal conversation and talk to these fellas. And he says that he thinks that on a closed door basis that McNamara ought to talk to them, not holding this measure up, but after we report it. And I'm inclined to think that he's probably right about
it. He'll be very happy to, except we're not going to have Fulbright yanking him in to that committee. He's asked every member to come to his office, and he'll sit down and go over it with him. We made the basic decision in the cabinet that if he goes to foreign relations, he's got to go to foreign affairs. He cannot dodge it. If he goes there, he's got to go to House Appropriations with Mahon. So we decided to have all six of them together, and we did, and had him ask every damn question they could. Now, he and Bobby Kennedy just determined they're going to haul Humphrey in there. Now, we're not going to let Humphrey ever get in the habit of going in and testifying. Now, they say, well, we'll avoid it by informally. But what they want to do is haze him. Now, we're just not going to let him do the president, the vice president that way. And Sparkman doesn't understand the real corruption that's behind this movement. And it is corruption with Bobby Kennedy and Fulbright working hand in hand. Now, Humphrey has said to every member of the Foreign Affairs and Foreign Relations that he'll meet with them, sit down, and tell them anything they want to know. He's done everything. He's offered himself to every question. But just to come and point out that he's going to appear before that committee because Fulbright said in Asia that he's going to haul him in when he got back and make him tell where he got authority to make commitment. So we just, that's almost like acknowledging it, you see, and pleading it. And we will sit down. Humphrey will invite every one of them today or tomorrow to come to his office and sit down, any of them that want to. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't want to give the appearance that he's going to be beholden to Fulbright, ever.
Well, I think it'd be best then to put on the basis that the vice president says you've got a standing invite to come by
that's
his
right.
office just any time.
That's right.
Able. And he'll serve the coffee, but he just
right.
doesn't, but he's not going to be, but since the matter, but he feels that in the context that exists, he's not going to be hauled before
that's
the committee
just that's right.
on any basis at all.
That's right.
Okay.
If he did that one committee, he'd have it for six. And for that reason, the president and the cabinet determined that the first group they'd meet with after the leaders would be Fulbright and Morgan, mm-hmm. Russell and Rivers, Hayden and Mahon. And they did that. And they stayed all morning, three damned hours.
Well,
and
Fulbright says to me, he says, now, do you think that's any hearing or presentation? He said, oh, that is just a case of going up there and making a pitch, and you don't think that that's a case where a member gets a chance to insist on the information he wants, do you? And so he puts on the basis that's just a brainwashing session where you don't get a chance to come down and where you don't get a chance to examine the witness.
That's right, where you don't get, as he did on television, 55 minutes to lecture the Secretary of State in a statement written for him by goddamn Keenan and Roger Hilsman, who I fired from the State Department because I thought he had bad connection. Now, we're not going to let Humphrey do that.
Mm-hmm.
We thought it's disgraceful for Fulbright to supposedly ask a question, read a statement 55 minutes on television.
Well, I said that. Of course, you know that Time magazine don't like me.
No, nobody, none of the newspapers are going to like anybody from the South that stands up against the crowd, and they're going to honor anybody that will carry their banner for them. But Humphrey's not going to carry it, and I think that he's about as liberal credentials as we can find. And I think that what we ought to do is say that the Vice President Johnson didn't ask to testify. He didn't testify.
Yep.
Matter of fact, Fulbright didn't want me in there, and Mansfield wouldn't even hear me. He didn't stay. Mansfield went to his office. What I did is sit around and talk to him about my experiences. Now, Humphrey would be glad to do that, except for the fact that while he was out there, and he was in Australia, he was humiliated by the wire services coming to him and said, Fulbright says you have no authority. Who gave you authority to act out here? And just cut the grounds out from under him, just like I'd say to Westmoreland this morning. You got no authority to act, Westmoreland. Who told you to act? So he just said, hell no, I'm not going before that committee and testify. George Washington went one time and he never went back. And I'm not going to do it. Now, Albert Thomas tried to make me come before the Space Committee of the Appropriations. wanted me to testify. And I said, Albert, I won't come, and you can subpoena me, and you can haul me, and you can do everything else, but I'm not going to do it. And then he agreed that after he talked to old man Rayburn, it would be outrageous to do it. But they tried to get me to do it. Now, no vice presidents ever testified. They visit with them, but Fulbright said that Johnson asked for the right to testify, which I didn't do it. And what you've got to say is Humphrey will be glad to see the committees. He's already seen six of them. And it's not Humphrey that's sponsoring this program anyway. It's Dave Bell and Rusk, and they've both done it. Humphrey got a damn thing to do with it except deliver my message, which I told you leaders I was going to deliver to Ms. Gandy. I was going to give her enough money to get by for another 2 months till she could get here. And I told her I'd send either the vice president, Arthur Dean. And when I had to send him to Vietnam, I sent him on out there. And I didn't know that Fulbright's so damn jealous, and Bobby Kennedy, that they tried to undercut him. Now, if you don't know what's back of it, Bobby Kennedy had a trip planned to Vietnam. And he had come and told McNamara and all of them, and he had to go out to Vietnam like Teddy. And when Humphrey showed up going out there, then they started running down the Honolulu Conference and trying to knock Humphrey off. Now, this is just a lot of politics, Russell.
Yes, sir. Well, it's pretty vicious and brutal politics. It's against their country.
It sure is.
Too. But, Mr. President, I'm clear about that, but how about... what's your view on McNamara?
I think if you report to Bill, McNamara will come the first day he can, stay as long as he wants to, all the time he wants to. He has nothing to contribute on economic aid. They have no jurisdiction on armed services, but he'll be glad to.
Yeah.
He doesn't object. It's entirely up to the committee. I wouldn't have him do it myself. I just wouldn't let Fulbright come in and take over Dick Russell's thing. But if you all want to, he doesn't object.
The Foreign Relations Committee certainly has a right. And Portman says this. He's right about that, too. I think he's right about this part. He said, well, now, I think that with this war going on about every week to 6 months, we ought to confer with the Secretary of Defense and get his views on the matter. He said, it just seems to me that that's something that
he would just love to, except every time you confer with it, your chairman goes out and leaks to the columnists in the New York Times who are determined to defeat us in this war.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't want to say that, but that's that blunt.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Well,
He and Marcy go out and tell everything. We conferred with you on Latin America.
Mm-hmm.
And every damn thing you testified to in secret has been released to them.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you expect us to fight a war and tell the enemy? And we...